Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It's time for the Travis Thomas Show on Boston Sports Original. W-E-E-I.
Ah, yeah, baby. Here we go. Travis Thomas Experience is back. Woo! And it feels so good to be back. Oh, my gosh. I missed you all so much. And what a weekend around here in sports, huh? Beautiful. How about the Sox? Two touchdowns and a field goal win. Celtics win by 20 on the road. Beautiful. Bruins back on track handling business. You got to love that. Patriots had a nice draft. I mean, we got it all rocking. It was great timing for the bat signal to go up for the Travis Thomas Experience this weekend. I'm happy to be here. And listen, you know what? Here's how you know I love you. I am having an absolute marathon of a day in terms of work. I had to go into Nesson earlier, record some things on the TV side. Then I come here. I'm with you till 6. Then I get off of here. I go back to Nesson to finish up the TV stuff late night, burning the midnight oil, baby. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. In fact, for those of you who already know this about my show and who have caught my show, you know, even though it just says the Travis Thomas Experience, really, you all are my co-host. And if you're catching me for the first time, you know, I've always said, first of all, welcome. Secondly, I always say that, you know, I think there's enough shows that talk at you and scream at you and tell you you're an idiot. But I try not to really go that route. I try to get everyone involved, even if we disagree. You know, I'd much rather talk with you, in other words. So the number is 617-779-7937. Also, you can message me, Travis Thomas Experience, on Twitter and IG. I get a ton of messages. I read them on air. Some of you, after a show, will just message me and say, hey, I caught you for the first time. I love what you do. So get at me. It's Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. And you know where I'm starting. I'm going to start with the draft this hour. But at 4, we'll talk Patriots for this hour. But at 4, we'll talk playoffs for both the Bruins and the Celtics. And then at 5, we're joined by NFL linebacker Zaire Franklin. And as I said, I take calls all show long. So get involved. Get in here. 617-779-7937. I'll give out the number all show. And you know I have to start with Drake May because for months leading up to the draft, I talked about the countdown clock that's here in the studio at WEEI. And for months I looked at this clock and said, we're only this many days and this many hours away from the draft. And I said, please, all I want for April Christmas is Drake May, because pretty much as we got closer and closer and closer, we understood it was going to be Caleb Williams at 1 and Jaden Daniels at 2. Then we heard rumors about J.J. McCarthy possibly at 2 or 3. None of us really bought that. And to be honest, I never hated on it because I just wanted the quarterback. But Drake May was exactly who I wanted. And the reason why is I believe the reason why the Patriots drafted him. I mean, in this league now, it's not enough to just say you need a quarterback. That's like, duh, who doesn't? Of course you need a quarterback. But I believe in this league increasingly now, more and more, not to say that standing in the pocket isn't important. Of course it is. But if you notice, the quarterbacks in this league now have to move. Do you need to be Lamar Jackson? No. Does it help if you're not Lamar? In a way, yes. Because you don't take the shots, the injuries don't accumulate. We understand all that. But you have to be athletic. You have to be able to move. You have to be able to buy time with your feet or sustain a drive with your legs, picking up a first down on 3rd and 9. No one's open, which could happen with this team pretty often, right? Drake May can give you all that. He's big. He's physical. He's tough. I mean, I watched this kid at UNC. He did not have the weapons. He did not have the offensive line as a lot of these other quarterbacks. But, I mean, hell, to be honest, his top threat was suspended half the year. But he continued to pound it every week, and he was getting blasted. I mean, this guy was taking shots, getting folded up like a lawn chair, getting back up, coming right back to the huddle, no problem, throwing darts. He's a tough kid. He can move the chains. His arm can make every throw in the book. I believe he's going to be a better pro than he was college player because eventually, not right now, and I like the Patriots draft as a whole, but we understand it's still going to take some time to fortify the line, to add certainly more weapons than what he has right now. But I believe over time, he's going to be a better pro than he was college prospect. In fact, I was looking at this. So I looked over the last 10 years of the NFL draft. I didn't want to go back too far to bore you. So I just went 10 years. And I figured without argument, these are all the quarterbacks we can agree, whether we like them or not, because some of these guys we could nitpick. But we'd all agree without argument that these are at the very least franchise quarterbacks. I just went 10 years. Lamar Jackson. But think about coming out of Louisville. That was a gimmick offense. It's a non-traditional football school. That's really a basketball school. Joe Burrow. Okay. I think all of us would agree. That was coming out of LSU. He was about as can't miss as you're going to find as far as a prospect. But remember, Joe Burrow had an embarrassment of riches because it's LSU. He had the offensive line. He had the coach. He had the weapons, the running backs. Justin Herbert. Coming out of Oregon, my knock on him and a lot of talent evaluators was that he couldn't win big games. And he was a little too mechanical, a little too methodical. He didn't improvise well. Josh Allen. Well, we remember that coming out of Wyoming. Yeah, he didn't have the weapons, but boy, was he raw and he was a little wild. Not the most accurate thrower. Patrick Mahomes, gimmick offense coming out of that school. CJ Stroud. I would say the same thing about Herbert. He was a little too mechanical, couldn't improvise, we thought. Again, embarrassment of riches at Ohio State for him. Not going to be like that in the NFL. Jared Goff, everyone thought that was a gimmick offense. Remember Ted Tedford, Cal, all the quarterbacks that came out of Cal going into the league weren't any good. Dak Prescott, Mississippi State, SEC, tough. But he got drafted late rounds. No one thought he could throw the ball. Everyone thought Dak was a runner. Boy, were we wrong. Trevor Lawrence, I think we'd all agree, he much like Burrow, he's about coming out of school. He's about as can't miss as you can find. But at Clemson at that time, embarrassment of riches. Weapons, line, Dabo, they had it all working. Kyler Murray, too small. He'll never make it. He's a franchise quarterback. Jordan Love. Non-traditional football power. Wasn't sure if he could play against big competition in the NFL. Jalen Hurts, I was completely wrong. He went in the 2nd round, but I thought he was a running quarterback. I didn't think he could throw. He's a better runner than passer. Wrong about him. So my point is, each one of these guys were unique coming into the league in their own way. But what was the common theme of all of their successes, and how does it compare to the guys we just watched get drafted? So this is what I could surmise. It's not necessarily the school you go to, because we saw Jordan Love, a couple of these dudes, Lamar Jackson, as I named, they didn't go to the huge football school, so to speak, the football power. Size isn't everything, because Kyler Murray, I mean, he's the size of a toddler, and he could sling it in this league. So what I saw was the common thread of success is all of these dudes either did one of two things or both. Could you elevate the lack of talent around you? That's why I like Drake May. And a lot of these guys on the list I just told you did that in college. Didn't have the five-star dudes, but they were able to elevate all the guys around them. But then some of the guys who had, what did I call it, the embarrassment of riches, had talent all over the place. Your Joe Burrows, your Trevor Lawrences, those Jalen Hurts, those guys who had it all around them, were you able to put up video game-like numbers with all that talent around you? That matters as well. So could you, if you didn't have the talent, could you elevate? And then if you did have the talent and you were a college football playoff team or you were a college team capable of winning a natty, were you putting up big numbers? Based on that criteria, in the last 10 years, I just gave you the names of franchise quarterbacks. The only dude who I have questions coming in now would be J.J. McCarthy, because J.J. McCarthy had everything you need at Michigan. He did not put up video game numbers. I don't blame J.J. McCarthy for that, because I don't believe Jim Harbaugh asked that of him. What Harbaugh asked of him, he did. He was basically a game manager. Fine, no knock, not hating, but he didn't reach the criteria in which I just told you. At least in the last 10 years, the proof is in the pudding. But the fit for J.J. McCarthy and a lot of these guys is intriguing now. Caleb Williams, I would say he did both in terms of my criteria. He did not have the weapons you would think that he would have at either Oklahoma or USC. His defenses were absolute trash at both. But he did elevate his teammates, A. B, he also put up video game numbers. I mean, let's just be honest. So now he goes to the Bears, a historically defensive franchise who is cursed at quarterback. Can he change that? I think he can. And I think the Bears know it because they went and got him necessary weapons. Overnight, Caleb Williams goes from college, where he had questionable weapons, atrocious defense, to the Chicago Bears, of all teams, who gave him excellent weapons, and we'll see about the defense. But historically, they play good defense there. Jaden Daniels to the Commanders. Video game numbers at LSU. Had all the weapons, won the Heisman. We get it. Now he goes to the Commanders. Not a ton of weapons there, but he has some. Cliff Kingsbury is who I'm looking at as his offensive coordinator. That's going to be the key for Jaden Daniels. Dual threat. I imagine he's going to put up good numbers there with the Commanders, although I don't think they'll win a ton of games early. Drake May with the Patriots. He has the benefit of a few things. He sits because we know however long Jacoby is going to get the start. So Drake can sit and learn for however long it takes. Advantage Drake May. Here's the other thing. He has a good, with potential to be great, defense. He inherits that overnight. Now, weapons, we'll see. Again, I like the Patriots draft class, and we'll talk about it all show. But he gets a potentially great defense and the luxury of sitting and learning, working on that footwork, working on some of the fundamental things that we kind of knocked Drake May in the draft process. Michael Penix to the Falcons. Sure, right now they have weapons. I have no idea what this team will look like in 2 years, which is when he's going to play. I mean, who the hell knows? Penix is someone who's ready to play now. So I found that interesting. Drake May with the Falcons makes more sense. J.J. McCarthy with the Falcons makes more sense because you sit, you marinate for a while, then you get in. Michael Penix is ready to play tomorrow. Now he's got to sit 2 years. So who the hell knows? Let's assume the Falcons still have weapons post Kirk Cousins. Then Penix is ready to go. But we don't know. And then J.J. McCarthy, who I brought up to the Vikings. Listen, you can't get a better fit for his skill set than that Vikings team. I don't believe he's going to have time to sit. He may, but weapons, an offensive coach, he's got it all rocking there. And we don't really know what we have in J.J. McCarthy because nothing has been asked of him. In college, just don't wreck the car, bruh. And he did a great job of it. But, I mean, this guy could be the next Brady. We don't even know because we haven't seen anything. We haven't seen enough. J.J. McCarthy to the Vikings uniquely should work. And then Bo Nix to the Broncos. I saw a lot of people, you know, where they say, well, what's the one guy in this class who could be a bust? And almost unanimously, everyone's saying Bo Nix. I don't believe that for a second. Bo Nix, much like Michael Penix, is ready to play yesterday. So Bo Nix with Sean Payton. Bo Nix, very similar to Drew Brees. I would call him Drew Brees light because that's a Hall of Famer we're talking about. You know, less calories, not as good, but accurate, quick decision maker, the most experienced in big games and games played out of this entire class. He's a grown-up. He's damn near 40. It seems like he's been in college for 10 years. I think him with Sean Payton works. I'm a big fan of this quarterback draft class specifically, and I think they're all, again, based on the criteria. I went back 10 years, and I told you, it's not size, it's not the school you went to, it's could you put up big numbers with weapons, or if you didn't have the weapons, could you elevate those around you? All 10 guys I gave you from past drafts, franchise guys, have done that and have been successful in the NFL. I believe the six I just told you who were drafted in the first round of this class are all going to be successful in the NFL based on that criteria. My only question is J.J. McCarthy, who didn't fit the criteria we talked about, but he is in a perfect situation in Minnesota. So here's what I need from you, 617-779-7937. First of all, thank you. The phone lines have already lit up like a Christmas tree. Joe and Zach, stay with me. When we come back from commercial, I'm coming straight to you. And you, 617-779-7937. My question going to break here. I want you to grade, overall, the Patriots draft class. What did you make of it? Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter as well. I'll take your calls when we come back. So get in here, get involved, 617-779-7937. We'll take your calls all show long on this. Plus, I'll tell you my grade for the Pats draft when we come back and some other teams as well. We'll be joined by Colts linebacker Zaire Franklin at 5 to talk all things NFL as well. And we're talking B's and C's playoffs at 4. I mean, we got all the business. Let's just face it. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI. Here's what's trending.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You're listening to The Travis Thomas Show on WEEI and on the Odyssey app.
Travis Thomas Experience, taking your phone calls per use, 617-779-7937, Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. My question to you to start this fine radio program is to grade the Patriots draft. I need your teacher hats on. I need a grade from you for the Patriots draft. What did you think overall? I'll give you mine this segment. I mean, I opened the show by just saying it was already a win to me by getting Drake May. That's really who I wanted. Unless Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams fell, I was completely comfortable and fine and content and happy with Drake May. And, you know, I laid it out to start the show why. You know, I am a college football junkie. I watched this kid's whole career at UNC. And, you know, look, he was better 2 years ago than he was last season, but I would argue a few things. He dealt with a lot of kids who had left. You know, college football is so different now. Transfer portal, guys leave. His best target was suspended half of the year, and Drake May still had a respectable year and made it happen. I also watched a couple games where he just got absolutely lit up. I mean, he got rocked. Hits that I didn't even think he would get up, and he did. And not only did he stay in the game, he came right back to the line of scrimmage. So that tells me physically he can hold up to the rigors of the NFL and that he's a tough kid. He's a tough SOB, and that works here in this market. You know, obviously, all these kids need coaching up, and to a certain extent, all of them are raw to a certain extent. Drake May, maybe a little more so than the others, but the raw talent is there. And you know what? Coach them up. Develop them. That's your job. So if the Patriots do right by him and do a good job of developing him, I am not in the camp that says sit him for the whole year or half the year or any of this nonsense. I don't believe that. This is the NFL, brother. I mean, look, I'll sit you a month, but then you got to go play. You got to get it going. Jacoby Brissett, who I do like, but he's not dynamic. Drake May's dynamic. Aren't you tired of the vanilla BS? I am. So you know what? Let Jacoby start for a while. Let Drake work on some of the things where there are shortcomings. His footwork does need work. Some of his fundamentals do need work. I'm sure he's got to learn the playbook. But, and then, you know, kind of get acclimated to the speed of the game. We'll see him in a lot in preseason. We should. And then go to him. I mean, this defense is going to keep you in games. I don't want to play this game where it's like, oh, well, he's not ready yet. What the hell not for? Get him in there. And, you know, he's dynamic enough where if the defense can keep some of these games close, which all of us believe they can, he could win you some games. Jacoby Brissett's not going to do that. 617-779-7937. I'll talk about the rest of the class here shortly for the Patriots. and give you my grade, but I want to hear from you. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and Instagram. All right, let me go to my two guys here. They've been waiting patiently. I appreciate it. Joe and Zach. We'll start with Joe. Joe on line one. Joe, what did you make of the Patriots draft? How would you grade them?
Well, that's the reason I called, Travis. And by the way, first time, seems like you do a great job.
Thank you.
Your exact words were, Patriots had a banging draft. How can you say they had a banging draft when they didn't have a choice on a quarterback? They had to take it. They had to make the safe move. You said safe as well. They made the, you know, you said you were fine with it. You were content with it.
Yep.
If you had the number three pick and someone said, oh, well, I'm content with that, that doesn't really, you know, rock your world, right? Then look at their second round pick. Their second round pick had a lower grade than their fourth round pick. Their fourth round pick, they're saying this guy is going to be a number one starter, where they're saying the second round guy, who if you look at the tape on the guy, he can run about as fast as me. I'm a 61-year-old grandfather, right? I mean, come on. Now look at their third round choice. They picked him, what, high 90s or early 100s, right?
Right.
What was his grade? 182. They reached for him. Look at him. He's huge. He's a right tackle. Guess what? We got a right tackle, right? His feet are like cement. He went to Yale, great, you know, but okay. So how are you saying that's a banging draft, Travis? I'm not trying to, you know, roll over you here, but if you look at the draft, May, they had to do it. I like May, but they had to do it.
Yep.
Second round pick. All right, let's look back at the Patriots' history of second round wide receiver draft choices.
Sure.
Do we really want to do that? You know, Mitchell was on the board and they didn't take him. Why?
Well, you can't draft based on history. So, I mean, listen, I hear you. I think all of us are exhausted with all of the wide receivers that's been drafted around here that did not work. But it's a need. In fact, I mean, the first five picks for this franchise were offensive. So whether you reached or not, hell, I like the movement. Because you can't be dead last in the NFL offensive and not address that. What was your overall grade, Joe? What would you give him?
I'm saying B-.
Okay, then that's not terrible. Listen, you know, you gave me a hard time there as a teacher, but I'm walking out of the class with a B-, Joe. I mean, I'm feeling good, brother.
Okay, all right. You have a good day, Travis. Thanks for the call.
You too, Joe. Joe's one of those teachers that he's going to yell at you. You know, I mean, you could be on time to class. He's going to say you should have been here 10 minutes early. He's going to give you a hard time. He is. He's going to say you had a ton of misspellings in your homework. He's going to say you didn't study hard enough for the exam. He's going to tell you, you know, phrases like, man, you really could be great if you just applied yourself. I mean, he's going to call your parents for every little thing you do, you know. But in the end, you leave Joe's class, you got to be. I mean, You're going to tell your friends, man, I got to tell you, Mr. Joe, he's a pain in the ass, but I got to be, I like him.
I think the biggest thing that stood out to me from Joe's call is that he keeps referencing the rankings from, I don't know who he was pulling them from, Kuiper or some other draft analyst, but we've learned over the years that teams have completely different rankings on these guys than what Kuiper and other analysts might have.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I felt Joe, and I think all of us did on one thing that he said. You know, when it comes to drafting receivers around here, I mean, can we just have a conversation? And I get it. But the thing is, that regime's gone, right? We can all agree to that. And also, what are you supposed to do? Never draft a wide receiver again? I mean, come on, guys. This is an area of need. I love the fact that the first five picks from this franchise in this draft were all offensive. And then, hell, you get a quarterback late in Joe Milton who can throw football over those mountains. I mean, he's as raw as they come. So, listen, and I'll talk about the whole class. I want to hear from you guys as far as grades. But I think all of us agreed with Joe in every way, but he still gave it a B. That's a damn good draft. 617-779-7937. Get in here. Give me your grades. Let's go to Zach in Connecticut. Zach, give me your grade, brother. Welcome to the show. Thanks for waiting.
Oh, thanks, man. How's it going?
Good.
Pretty good? All right. I don't know. I really disagree with Joe there. I think I give him a solid somewhere in between B plus, A minus, maybe if you're going down a number around like an 89 school wise.
Yeah.
I really like the pick of Drake May. If you look at when we drafted Mac Jones, did we have the necessary weapons for him then? No, and he still beat out Cam Newton, a former MVP.
Right.
So I really think Drake May can make a difference for us. And we did make the effort of trying to build up an offense around him, getting some young talent and some, you know, guys that could really make a difference, some dogs, as some of these analysts are calling them. So, like I said, I give it a solid B-plus, A-minus range.
Yeah, I completely agree. Thanks for the call, Zach. I mean, look, as I said, you know, you can't be ranked dead last in the NFL in offense and not address it. I'll be honest with you, and I'm not suggesting that they didn't need a corner. I know they did and all that. I'm with you. But, I mean, I got to be honest with you. If they had went offensive this entire draft, I wouldn't have had a problem with it. And they damn near did. They really did. I mean, it was one defensive player. I'm with that. Quarterback, wide receiver, forget the names. Forget the names. Because I, you know, my man called and said, well, this guy was on the board. Why didn't they take? Let's take the names out of it, okay? We all watched the abomination that was the Patriots offense last season. Are you kidding? Do you know how many? I caught up on rest watching Patriots games last season. I did. It was a nap-inducing coma every single time I had the Patriots on. And this is my job. I mean, this is what I do for work. I have to watch Patriots games for work. And I was falling asleep. Drool. Deep sleep, REM. Like, I was out snoring, okay? So let's forget the names for a second. If we all watch that nonsense, and we're talking today, and I told you, this is a Patriots draft by position. Ready? Quarterback, wide receiver, offensive lineman, wide receiver, corner, but then they come back, quarterback, tight end. You would say, hallelujah. Then you would say, what are their names? So just everyone slow down on the, I get it. Like, you know, it's draft season. We're all experts, right? Except we don't know a G-damn thing about anything. We don't know this. Look, I am addicted to college football. I've seen all these kids play. I think I know who's good, but it's not an exact science. I thought Ryan Leaf would be a star. Wrong. So this stuff happens.
I absolutely hated Justin Herbert coming out of Oregon. Just couldn't stand him.
I liked him, but I didn't think he could win a big game because he didn't in college. And I just thought he was too mechanical. I felt that, listen, here's where I was wrong. It wasn't so much Justin Herbert. I thought Herbert would work. I didn't think he'd be a superstar, but I thought he would work. I'll tell you the one I whiffed on. It was just last season or two seasons ago. I thought C.J. Stroud was too by the playbook. He was too by the book. I did not believe C.J. Stroud could improvise. Now, here's what's interesting. When we got to his final season and they got to the college football playoff, for whatever reason, and I would never know this, Ryan Day is the only one who knows, and C.J. Stroud, but for whatever reason, when they got in the playoff, they let him play, and he started running, and I was like, who the hell is this guy? He was making plays everywhere, running with his legs, buying time. He looked like Patrick Mahomes, and I was like, my God, I didn't even know he could do that. So then when he got to the NFL and we saw with the Texans, he did that all year. So some of these kids, guys, you got to remember, this is my knock on J.J. McCarthy that's not really on J.J. McCarthy. Some of these colleges – don't ask too much from these quarterbacks. They keep the kid gloves on. Then they get in the league, and you're a grown-up, and your coach is like, hey, bruh, like in Drake May's case, hey, bruh, we were the worst offense in the league. Just go play. Do something, for God's sakes. And watch him be a star. I mean, we just don't know. We don't know. 617-779-7937. Hell, if everyone had all the answers, there wouldn't be – you know, first round bust, would there? Let's go to Mark on line one. Mark, welcome to the experience. How would you grade the Patriots draft?
Hey, I wish I could be so optimistic. I'm going a C, and NFL football building 101 is you get your quarterback. Mm-hmm. They did that by default, so that's great.
Yep.
I'd give an A for that. Everything afterwards, I would give a low D to maybe an F, and here's why.
Okay.
Yes, I agree with you. They address the need. But again, football 101, you draft a quarterback, you get the blindside tackle, then you get the number one wide receiver.
Yeah.
What was the issue with the Patriots this past year? They had a bunch of number three type wide receivers with no elite speed,
yeah.
No elite hands. And so what they did is they just went out and drafted a couple kids who might be great, but they're number one receivers again.
Sure.
Now what you're going to have is Drake May lining up.
Yeah.
With, dodging things left and right.
Yeah.
Needing his receivers to get deep, which is, that's his whole game, is the deep game.
Right.
And you've done nothing to fully support that. Yes, you addressed the need, but you did not fill the hole. And that's why I'm really struggling with what they did. They need an NFL number one wide receiver. Yeah. They need an NFL number one left tackle to really change the corner. They had the draft capital to move in the back of the first round to do either thing with the left tackle. Instead, they did a Cole Strange type, Belichick era thing where they just said, okay, we really like this Polk kid because he's tough.
Sure.
They're trying to make Packers East. But guess what? We don't have Jordy Nelson.
Yeah.
We don't have somebody with hands and the speed.
Yeah.
So we need a number one wide receiver, and Wolf is trying to duplicate his Green Bay Packers plan. Sorry, I monologue too much. I appreciate what you're doing.
Sure.
But they addressed needs, but they did not fill holes.
Yeah, it's well said, Mark. I actually think, I agree with you on a lot of your points. I think that's where free agency killed this team. I really do. I mean, I think the draft is what it is. Listen, you say you need a bona fide number one wide receiver. Well, there was one in this draft, and he went very early, named Marvin Harrison Jr., and we think Malik Neighbors is one, and he went top 10 as well. So you're not, those don't grow on trees, my friend. But I hear you. I think that's where free agency killed him. They said they were going to go out and spend all this money, and no one wanted to, they couldn't get Calvin Ridley here. That's what killed him. If you could go out and get a bona fide wide receiver through free agency, I would still say you need to draft some wide outs because they, again, let's just review here, dead last in the league in offense. I mean, you need an exorcism when you're dead last in anything. Let's go to Chris on line two. Chris, what was your Patriots draft grade? Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep. What was your Patriots draft grade?
I would give them a B+, and let me tell you why.
Okay.
If you think you're going to get anybody that's immediately always going to step in, whether they're the number one, the number two, number three, whatever, in the draft, I think you're very wishful thinking.
Yeah.
You can go back to some young man named Tom Brady who they weren't sure he was ever going to start when he came to the Patriots.
Right.
And anybody that knows that, okay? But at the same time, you have probably I'm not going to say anything negative about the first two quarterbacks that went, but you've got not only, I think, a very solid quarterback in this kid from North Carolina, but you know something? He's a good person, too.
Yep.
If you look into his track, he's just a good person. And why is it not a bad thing to have a good person on top of somebody who can play football?
Yeah.
Now, the final thing I'll say about the quarterback situation next year, and I've been saying this for years, as great as Tom Brady was while I was there, why can't you occasionally give the starting quarterback a blow, especially if you're doing pretty well in a particular game, and throw the second-string quarterback in? Because it seems to me the methodology is always you play the starting quarterback until you're blown out or until you've blown somebody out. And I think you're missing a possibility here with Jacoby Brissett. As past due as he might be, he can teach this young man a lot. And I think there could be a mix especially in the first half of the season, where they both get some serious time on the field in a game. Because, okay, we got Jacoby for a couple of sets of downs, and then this kid comes in. Well, he's a whole different thing they've got to think about.
Sure.
Because, one, he's an unknown quantity. So if I was telling Gerard Mayo anything about anything, I'd say, hey, break the friggin' mold and make it super interesting, because you know something? You made a very good point. They were last in offense, but I think they ended up being ranked 6th or 7th in defense. They've got a defense, and if you remember correctly, the first Super Bowl that Tom Brady won, it wasn't because of Tom Brady.
Yeah.
It's because they had a great defense.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time.
No problem, Chris. Thanks. Listen, you make a great point. If you bring in Drake May in certain packages, certainly red zone, I could get behind that. This is a guy who's dual threat. He can run as well. Jacoby Brissett, not so much, who's a statue back there. And you're right. I mean, you got to have good character, especially at that quarterback position. If you're a pain in the butt and you're a linebacker, I don't care. But if you're a quarterback, I need you to be the CEO, pretty much, of my franchise. Look, my Patriots overall draft grade is an A-. This is an offensive league. As if you needed any more proof, the first defensive player didn't even come off the board till pick number 15. I mean, that tells you everything you needed to know. The entire draft class for the Patriots we talked about, I mean, they were all offensive except one. First five picks were offensive. So I'm going to go A-. I don't know if you have a real dynamic playmaker out of this group. Drake May is the only one who has a chance. Elizabeth and Joe, stay on hold. I'm coming to you when we get back. And you, 617-779-7937. Get in here. I need a Patriots draft. I mean, what are you doing? I need a grade for the draft. 617-779-7937. Do you love football or not? Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. We'll take your calls all show long. Next hour, I'll talk Bruins and Celtics, and then Colts linebacker Zaire Franklin at 5 to talk all things NFL. Roll with us. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI.
Cash rules everything around us here on the Travis Thomas Experience. Taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on IG and Twitter. If you want to send me your messages there, I read them on air as well. Text lines blowing up here as well. I'm getting some grades. I'm seeing a lot of C's across the board for the Patriots, a C-plus here. Someone asked, why draft Milton when the Patriots drafted May? Listen, I think both guys could benefit, you know, from sitting and marinating for a while. I think Drake May needs a month. I think Joe Milton needs a year. at least. He is very, very, very raw. Now, he is a physical freak of nature. 6'5", 235, can run, can throw. I mean, his arm strength, he may have the strongest arm in the damn draft. But, you know, I mean, I watch a lot of Tennessee games, too. He's just, he won a lot of games with his athletic prowess. And the games they lost was because of his quarterback play. Does that make sense to you? He is such a physical freak that if he got in the open field, he was running away from you. He's big enough that he can run you over. If it, you know, he's got speedsters all around him there in the SEC in Knoxville, and he could throw to him. You know, you're running deep, he was going to hit you. But when it came to standing in the pocket and making decisions, he was a mess, okay? Let me be clear. So it's going to take him a while. But that's okay. He's got a high upside. If it doesn't work with Drake May, you call that insurance, right? All right, let's go to line three here. Elizabeth. Elizabeth, welcome to the show. What's your Patriots grade?
Okay, so my Patriots grade is a solid B. Okay, I'm not kidding you. I wanted, and I still want, Harrison Jr.
Oh, yeah.
I want him. Because you know what? I can throw, and he can catch it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that is a huge mistake. Huge. Now, I get that you need a quarterback, but Jacoby Brissett is adequate.
Yeah.
And he'll be adequate for the next 2-3 years. Okay? Right. So people, here's the thing, is that you need someone to receive the ball. Who do we have right now?
Right.
Oh, where's Wes Welker? Right. No. Where is Rob Gronkowski? No, I'm sorry. Where is Hernandez? Yeah. Yeah. So here's the answer. It's a solid B.
Sure.
But they picked the wrong first draft.
Yeah.
Now, they should have traded up. And I've met Bob Kraft before, and, you know, like, he should have consulted me, I think. not really. But what I'm saying is that, like, what you need is somebody who can catch the goddamn ball. Okay? Right now, I'm not sure we got anybody. So
yeah.
You have somebody who maybe can't throw it. I love the pick of Milton. I love it. Because you know why? Because sometimes, I know this sounds crazy, but sometimes people get hurt.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's why I said it's he's very similar to Drake May. He's a great athlete, so it makes a lot of sense.
Jacoby's going to be fine for the next 2 years. Drake May will come along as a girly girl, even though he's the youngest of four boys. I'm just telling you, he's a girly girl. And I say that because I do. But I love Milton. I love the pick of Milton. I don't want him to be a tight end or a defensive end.
Oh, no, like, that's not going to happen.
As a quarterback, he's a big, badass dude.
Yep.
Okay? Now, I'm not even going to talk to you about any of the other sports in New England, but that's my grade. It's a B.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Let's wrap this up, my man Joe here. Joe, what do you got? Give me the Patriots draft grade.
Howdy. Well, I don't know if anybody wants to agree with me or not, but I don't think anybody can accurately give the Patriots a grade on the draft until we've seen these kids play a football season.
Right, right.
I don't care if they win all world everything and take home all the college trophies. Until they come into the NFL and play big boy football, how do we know they're not going to wet the bed the minute they step on the gridiron?
Yeah, it's a fair point, Joe. I mean, listen, we won't have a definitive – thanks for the call. We won't have a definitive grade until we see him play. You're right, but this is Sports Talk Radio after all, so we got to get a grade here. All right, let's get one more before we go to break. John, give me your Patriots draft grade, my friend. Welcome.
Thanks. Yeah, I think I give him a solid B+. And the reason I give them a B+ is because, A, they drafted the need and they filled the needs. But also, people looking at grades on these receivers, Puka Nacua was graded very low, and so was Brown in Detroit.
Right.
So you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys could be stars.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fair point.
Yeah. Solid B+ to me.
All right, thanks, John. Appreciate it. 617-779-7937. If you want to get in here and give me your Patriots draft grade, I'm going A-. I needed the quarterback, and I got one. And then I love how this team focused on offense. We can pick nits all day with all these kids. Why didn't you get this guy? Why didn't you get that? Why'd you do that? But all I know is a couple wideouts, a couple linemen, a tight end, an insurance policy, freak athlete at quarterback late. I'm happy with this draft class. I'm going to go A-. When we come back, I'll give you some other teams' draft grades that I saw and I liked from the draft as well. Taking your calls all show long for your Patriots draft grade. 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Instagram and Twitter. We'll also talk Bruins and Celtics playoffs next hour. Starting next, Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.